kids. Fun yoga is safe yoga. Remember, have a grown-up nearby and find a safe place to move. Have fun!
Hello, and welcome to Yoga Kids Adventure. I'm Catherine, your yoga guide. Have you had an exciting day? I sure have. I'm ready to relax. Would you like to go with me on a calm down adventure? Great! Come on! I know the perfect place! A hot air balloon! With Yoga Kids Adventure, you can do yoga from anywhere with us. All you need is your ears, your imagination, and a safe place to move. Today, we will use our imagination to go on an adventure in a hot air balloon. Ready? Let's go! We are in a field. The grass is so green. Wow, I see a rainbow hot air balloon over there. Do you see it? Let's take 4 or 5 big steps over to the field where the balloon is waiting for us. You can march in place or move around if you have room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great! Do you think we can fill up this hot air balloon with our breath? It's pretty big, but I know we can try. Take a big breath in through your nose and reach both of your hands up to the sky. Now, open your mouth and let out your air while you lower your hands back down. Look, our balloon is getting bigger. Nice work. Let's try 3 or 4 more balloon breaths. Awesome. Do you notice anything about how your body or mind feel after doing balloon breath? Hot air balloons are really big. Another word for really big is enormous. Can you say that word with me? Enormous. Good. While the balloon finishes filling up with air, we can do a few sun salutations. We can use some of the enormous energy in our bodies. Stand with your feet planted on the ground. Take a big breath in. Reach up really tall with your fingers and wave to the bright sun for a tall mountain pose. Then breathe out and reach down for your toes in forward fold. Can you see your feet? Hi, feet. Now, put your hands on the ground. Try to hop or walk your feet way behind you. Ready? 1, 2, 3, hop. Wow, you were in a plank pose. Can you keep your knees up for 3, 2, 1? Good job. Come all the way down to the ground on your belly. Can you make your body into a snake? Lift up your head and chest and make a s sound in snake pose. Now, come back down, and we can come onto our hands and knees to get ready for our downward dog. Push into your hands. Tuck your toes under and lift your hips up high. If you want, you can lift one leg high up in the air and wag it like a tail. Woof! Put that foot down and lift your other leg up. Give it a shake. Woof, woof! You can put that foot down. Next, let's try hopping or walking our feet near our hands. Keep your hands where they are. Bend your knees and hop your feet near your hands. Ready? 1, 2, 3, hop. You got it. Now, straighten your legs and stay in a forward fold. Take a big breath in as we come all the way up and reach our fingers up to the sun. Breathe out as we bring our hands down beside us, and we can stand strong and tall in our mountain pose. Phew! My breath is moving fast now. Do you notice your breath? Oh, wow. Look up. Our balloon is full of air. It's enormous. Did you know that hot air balloons can take people up into the sky? See that big basket attached to the balloon? That's a basket for people to ride in. Want to climb in with me? We will need to balance, so we need to go slow. It's okay if you fall. You can just get up and try again. Here we go. Lift one knee up really high. Good. Now, straighten that leg out so that it floats. Just like a balloon floats. Can you hold it up while standing on one leg? One, two, three. Great. Now put your foot down. Let's try it on the other leg. Lift your knee and straighten your leg out in front of you. Let's try to hold our leg up. One, two, three. Now our foot can come down. We made it into the basket. Whoa! Can you feel the basket moving under our feet? We are going up, up, up into the sky in the balloon. Let's sit down in the basket. Can you bend your knees like you're sitting in a small chair? Now, lift your arms up near your ears. We call this chair pose in yoga. Can you hold it? Three, two, one, good. Okay, let's sit all the way down in the basket. Bring your arms down. We can cross our legs or leave them stretched out. Wow, our balloon is floating. Want to look around with me? We can do a pose called seated twist. We can crisscross our legs and put one hand on the floor next to us. Now take our other hand and put it on the knee that is near the hand on the floor. We can look over that shoulder. Twist. I see some birds flying near the balloon. Hi, birds. Come back to middle. Let's twist on the other side. Take the hand that was on your knee and put it on the ground near your body on the other side. Good. Here comes our twist. Take your hand that's in front of you and put it on your opposite knee. We can look over our shoulder on the other side now. Twist. Do you see a river in the distance? What do you see? Maybe you see your house or a school. A playground? Neat. Let's come back to center again. I wonder if we would get a better view of the sky lying down. If you'd like, you can lie down on your back and stretch your arms and feet out as wide as you can. I see cloud shapes floating by very slowly, and I feel the basket rocking gently side to side. Let's try a few more soft balloon breaths. We can take a long breath in through our noses. Open our mouths and let the air out slowly. You might try two or three more slow balloon breaths. When you are finished with your hot air balloon breaths, you could lay on the ground a bit longer, or you could find a comfortable way to sit up as we find our way back from our adventure. I am noticing that I used a lot of energy in my body. My arms and legs don't feel as wiggly as they did when we started our adventure. I wonder if you noticed something like that. We went on an adventure in a hot air balloon today. First, the balloon didn't have any air. Then, we took some big balloon breaths and filled it up with air. It was, remember the word? Enormous. Right. And then we got in the basket and floated in the air. What did we see? We waved to some birds. And I saw a river. What did you see? Neat. I like to end my yoga by saying kind words to myself. Sometimes we call this an affirmation. I can say these words to myself anytime I need them. Today's affirmation is, I am calm. You're welcome to say this with me, or you can just listen. The choice is yours. Ready? We'll say it three times. Let's take a breath in and out. I am calm. I am calm. I am calm. Thanks for listening and moving with me today. When we take a minute to listen to our bodies and our breath, it helps us be the best me we can be. See you next time. Yoga Kids Adventure is a Tumble Media production in partnership with Bliss Kid Yoga. This episode was written by Erica Ortiz, Sarah Robertson-Lentz, and me, Catherine Mercer. Our executive producer is Sarah Robertson-Lentz. Lindsay Patterson is our series editor. Michael Lentz composed the theme music. Scoring and sound design by Marshall Escamilla. Marshall was also our producer and engineer.